Now, we'll go to the English part of the program and the music of Doreen Carwithen, born in 1922 in Haddenham, Buckinghamshire, England. She learned piano and violin at her mother's knee, then entered the Royal Academy of Music, where she also learned cello. After winning all composition prizes at the Academy, she became a sub-professor of composition there from 1946 to 48. Her first orchestral work was performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra in 1947, with Sir Adrian Boult conducting. It was a great success, and many performances and broadcasts followed. Other orchestral works received important performances. In spite of the initial success of these works, publishers were not interested in a woman composer, so scores and parts gradually returned home, where they remained cocooned, rarely getting a hearing. The same seems to be true of her chamber music, even though it has been awarded prizes. Carwithen was the first composer chosen from the Royal Academy of Music for the J. Arthur Rank Apprenticeship Scheme in 1947 to study film music, and she wrote music for over 30 films, including the official film for the coronation, Elizabeth is Queen. In 1961, Carwithen became the amanuensis and literary secretary to William Alwyn, who had been her professor of composition at the Royal Academy, and whom she later married. At that point, Doreen Carwithen went into retirement, and Mary Alwyn, Mary was her middle name, became the public persona the world saw. She worked tirelessly on behalf of her husband. After his death in 1985, she formed the William Alwyn Foundation to promote her husband's music. She supervised recordings, edited his unpublished works, and helped students from all over the world in their doctorate studies of Alwyn's life and music. Although late in life she thought of writing a symphony and started to draft a third string quartet, hopes of a second phase to her career were dashed in 1999 when a severe stroke left her paralyzed down one side. Doreen Carwithen died in 2003. Her first string quartet was written in 1945, when she was a student at the Royal Academy of Music. We'll hear it now, performed by the Sorrell Quartet.